Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your extra cheese, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. We just had a cameo from Joey the Jaguar, underage Packers in the house, with a shout out on the super chat. Look behind you. And then you left. You didn't even stick around for your cameo. Anyway, good to see the guys, see a bunch of people out there today. We had Packs What She Said in the house. They'll be live later tonight to talk about everything they saw at practice today, as well as their week in Green Bay so far. Obviously, lots to talk about after a practice that was hot as hell and went on for a while. We saw a lot of team stuff, some two-minute stuff, lots to get into. But the first thing we got to talk about, obviously, is Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Download Underdog Fantasy today. Speaking of today, you should also head to PackersYearbook.com. That's right. I said it. PackersYearbook.com for your very own 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. PackersYearbook.com. If you use code CHTV, that's code CHTV, you get 10% off. Hurry up and get to it. And while you're there, flip over to VINFL.com and get your hoodie, the Acme Packers hoodie. Look at that thing. Come on, you want that all year round, representing the Packers wherever you go with a classic image. VINFL.com. 15% off if you use code CHEESEHEADTV. That's 15% off with code CHEESEHEADTV. All right. Got all that out of the way. What's up, people? What's good? Uncultured Barbarians here. What's up, man? I was imitated this morning, but not duplicated, Nags. Today's jams are Running on Empty by Jackson Brown and Rebel Rouser by Dwayne Eddy. Pappies, you are correct, sir. There's only one OG, and that's the Uncultured Barbarian. Daniel, what's up? How you doing, man? Gary, hello. Rodgers in MVP form. Yes, Nick. No question about it. He had a throw to Tonyan today that was out of this world. He has like one or two every single practice. It's crazy. What else we got? Kyle, thanks for the super chat. How's DeGuara looking? Does he seem 100%? He does, actually. Matt said this morning they're going to keep easing him in. They're not going to give him a full workload in team. He's been getting, as of yesterday and today, one or two snaps per session with the first team, and he looks fluid and he looks good, but they'll continue to bring him along slowly. But so far, so good, no doubt about it. No question. Brett, what's up? How are you doing? Longtime listener, first time ever catching it live. Well, GG Fantasy, thanks for joining us here for Packers fans worldwide. What else we got? What else we got? Who may be a surprise player who makes the 53? Huh. Makes it is all I always get asked about guys getting cut. I don't know about a surprise who makes it. Ask me again after the week is over. When I get through and I'll look at practice with that eye and that lens. Can't wait to see what we have behind 12. Well, Daniel, you'll start to get the answers to that question on Saturday during the first preseason game. Matt LaFleur stating point blank, Jordan Love's going to get most of the reps into the third quarter, and then Kurt Benkert will kind of take the wheel for the fourth. But it's going to be the Jordan Love show, and it sure sounds like that's going to be the case for most of these games. I don't think we're going to see very much, if any, of Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. See, people saying Uphoff and Winfrey. I agree, those guys could make the 53, but are those really surprises? I don't think that would be a surprise at this point. What time is the Packs What She Said show happening tonight? Krista will be at 6 Lambeau time, 7 Eastern. Be there, be square. On time means early. TJ Slayton has personality. He does, Bob, and he has some game. He looked good today. He definitely looks the part. It's always that question of, okay, you're a big man, and that's great, but can he play? I'll tell you what, early returns, it's very, very early, but he's gotten some run with the ones now these last couple days because Kenny Clark has been out, and he's holding up. He had one really nice rep today where he burst through the middle of the line and got Aaron Rodgers off the spot. Now, because it's Aaron Rodgers, Aaron just simply rolled to his right and found Davante Adams like 15 yards downfield. But it was an impressive play from Slayton. More of that, please. He also had a nice pass breakup, bat down, at the line when Rodgers tried to hit a three-step drop. And that's what you want from those bigs, man. Get those hands up, clog those throwing lanes. So far, so good from Slayton. Mo Nation, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Braden looks legit. He may very well start. Absolutely. Right now, it sure seems like that battle is between Runyon and Braden. Runyon got most of the reps with the ones yesterday. Braden got them today. Got to think that will continue on for maybe not the entirety of camp, but for a while, certainly into the first couple preseason games. But Braden has looked good. There's no doubt about it. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Howdy, Nags. Caught it live. How's Cobb been looking? He looked really good today, Brad. He had a couple really nice plays in team, including one that was a pretty significant gain. Rodgers found him in rhythm, and he took it up the left sideline. But, yeah, solid pro. It's kind of what you expect getting Cobb back. You know, I expect him to be able to find some really nice kind of find a niche in this offense that, you know, we've talked about it before. There wasn't really a true slot receiver last year, and now they have two of them in Cobb and Rodgers. I think they can do some fun things. Does JK have camp competition this year? He does, though we haven't seen much live punting. It'll be interesting to see who gets the reps once preseason starts. I think most of their work has been coming inside the Hudson Center. Any word on injury? Anthony, I asked LaFleur if any of the guys that had to sit out yesterday, most importantly, obviously, Aaron Jones and Kenny Clark, are of any long-term concern, and he said no, no long-term concerns, but I wouldn't expect them back for about a week or so. So we'll probably be no Aaron Jones, no Kenny Clark until I would say probably tail end of camp, last preseason game, though I doubt they play in that preseason game. But it sounds like they'll both be okay. What's the tracker you spoke of this morning? Oh, yeah, Oz, we have to, the media members that are allowed in the auditorium, the media auditorium, we have to wear trackers. Basically, everybody with the Packers has one, and then they extend these to the media so that if there is some kind of COVID protocol violation and or breakout, they have the trackers to see who has been a close contact with who. So we have to pick those up the moment we walk into the media auditorium, and we keep them with us the entirety of the day. And then at the end of the day, when we are leaving, we have to put them back. And if we forget to put them back, Sarah hunts us down and kills us. Trackers are very important. Oh, Matt, yeah. Following on Twitter, pro tip for you, don't wear Crocs with socks or 12 is coming for you. I was there when 12 made the quip. I mean, I get what Matt's saying. You know, he's trying to be comfortable. He's trying not to burn his feet. But it is socks with Crocs, and you're going to get called out. Could Daphne make the roster over Sternberger? I doubt it. He could make it along with Sternberger, but I doubt it's over him. They get a free roster spot with Sternberger for those first 2 weeks because of his suspension, so I don't think he's going to get cut. And Daphne has not had a standout camp yet. I think we know he's a contributor on special teams, which helps him, but you know, he missed time with injury, and he's been back now, but he dropped out for a bit today, and just haven't seen much of him on teams. But that doesn't mean he, you know, can't contribute or won't contribute, but just need to see a little bit more out of the guy. Thoughts on Love playing versus the Texans? Tim, he'll play, and he'll play a lot. Does Joe Barry trust Shannon Sullivan playing that star position? He got burned pretty bad versus the Bucs in the slot. Well, he's playing a lot of it so far. And look, yes, there were certainly some moments there early in that game where Sullivan got targeted and beat pretty darn bad. The tape is right there for everyone to see. But we also saw Shannon hold up pretty well throughout the rest of the season, and he's looked really good majority of the time so far early in camp. Now, that said, Shamar Jean Charles has been playing in the slot with the twos. They've dropped down or moved over Jair into the slot a few times, and there's a possibility Darnell Savage gets a look there eventually, so I don't think anything's set in stone. But I do think Sullivan's got the leg up so far. Morrow, thanks for the super chat. Nags, thoughts on Mike Smith DIY injuries? Man, like he said LaFleur's been telling him to get somebody in to do it for him. That's what I would do. I ain't build no treehouse myself up in no tree. Yeah, Mike's got to take care of himself. That's the second time we've come into like an off-season thing or the training camp, and he's showing up with new injuries. He's got to stop hurting himself. What's the biggest difference between the offensive scheme that Cobb left to the one he arrived to? If you're talking about with the Packers, the one he left with McCarthy was very much an isolation route concept where Aaron has said this many times, get to the line of scrimmage as a quarterback and you choose one side or the other and you hope your guy wins. a lot of the isolation stuff is about wide receivers having to win their one-on-ones versus the defensive backs. Where with Matt and the McVay slash Shanahan stuff, a lot more motion, a lot more formation stuff, trying to help work the wide receivers free. And that should help Randall Cobb, no doubt about it. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. With Myers looking like a hit, TBD, if Stokes can hit, then it looks like TT's ability to hit second-round wide receivers and mid-round O-line has become Goot's ability for first-round defensive backs and second-round O-line. A lot of ifs there, Brandon, a lot of ifs. I will say Myers looks legit so far. There's no doubt about it. Stokes, I think he's got a bit of a ways to go, but Myers is, I mean, he's clearly going to be the day one starter at center, and you can see why. He can, kid can play. There was an interesting moment after one of the team sessions. Rodgers and Myers were on the sideline, and Rodgers was giving them little adjustments slash pointers slash tips, I guess, about the cadence and when to snap the ball and what to do, where to point the ball, and like how to turn it. It was like very intricate stuff, and it was really interesting. Always coaching them up. Always coaching them up. Thoughts?
Lance, so many thoughts.
Do I think King will start? I think there's a good chance he does, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens when he gets back out there. He hasn't been out there once yet so far in camp, although he did make his first appearance with the rehab group today on Nitschke Field, which would indicate he's getting closer. But, you know, as Jerry Gray said, you don't ever want a guy to lose their job to injury, but that doesn't mean that Stokes can't come and take it. We'll see. You've pointed out A.J. Dillon and his receiving improving from the backfield, just more confident. I don't know if it's improving. I think he could always do it. I said it from day one. Guy can do it. He just hasn't been given the opportunity. We saw some bobble catches last year in camp, but for the most part, he looked to have natural hands. It's just something he needed repetition doing. But yeah, today he had two more really nice catches. One in team on a swing pass from Rodgers that never broke stride, soft hands catch, bring it in, upfield, really good stuff. And there was one before that in one-on-ones. He took it up the right sideline, and Chris Barnes is right there. Really good coverage, and just a sweet over-the-shoulder, natural cradle. Off he goes. Kid's got it, man. I'm telling you. He can be a weapon in the passing game. Jay Western, that's very kind of you. Brandy, do you see the Packers blitzing less this year, and how will it affect the linebackers? I don't know. That's a good question as far as the pressure percentages. I really don't. It's hard to look at what Barry may have done as far as calling pressure in his previous stops because he didn't have much to work with. You would think with more talent, he probably blitz less, but you never really know. It's a good question. I think I would tend to think they'll blitz a little bit more because Patton was so conservative in that regard, but you never know. I was quiet, Kylan, today. I said in my camp notes, I think if he continues to play at the level he's played at so far in camp, from the moment we got here without pads to putting the pads on, he's been consistent in every aspect of the game. He hasn't been flashy. He hasn't been wow time. But whether it is just straight up running the football, whether it's in pass pro, they did a pass pro drill today. He looked really solid in catching the football out of the backfield. He looks like a natural. He took a shot yesterday where his helmet came off and he held on for a touchdown. He's done everything, and he's looked really natural doing it. And I think if he continues like this now, you never know. Get in a preseason game, put the ball on the ground a couple times, the whole narrative changes, right? But if he looks legit in preseason and hitting people and making people miss and extra yards after contact, et cetera, I think he's your running back three, and I don't think it's particularly close. And I like Patrick Taylor. He's a big guy and a strong dude, and he's shown really well, but I just think Kylan seems more complete. And Dexter Williams, man, he had a rough day today. He had a drop in drill, and it's a drill, man. You gotta catch the ones in the drill. He had a drop in the drill, and then he had bad pass pro, and just, man, I don't know if it's gonna happen for Dexter. Isaiah, thanks for the super chat. How is Josh Jackson looking? We have a lot of defensive backs showing out, and I'm hoping he gets his chance. He has lots of potential. Yeah, maybe the scheme shift will help him. He's had some ups and downs throughout his career in Green Bay, no doubt about it. I think he's had a solid camp. There's no question. It hasn't been any huge plays, no big interceptions or anything like that, but he's been solid and he's been right there with, you know, everybody on the ones. He's had to play quite a bit with Kevin King being out. And then there was that kind of 2-day stretch where Jair had some time off. He's gotten a lot of reps with the ones and he's held his own. So yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see if he gets a shot at that spot across from Jair. I would tend to think probably not, but you never know. Popeye's beef. Thanks for the super chat. I'm incredibly jealous of all the Cheesehead TVers at camp. It looks fun as hell. And hopefully see you next year. PS5 fun. PS5 fun. Thanks, Popeye's Beef. Yeah, having a ball. Saw everybody the other night. We're going to see, like I said, PAX What She Said tonight. Tom Grassi is here. Tyler, our social guy, is here. It's a good week. Good week to be here. And Underage Packers is here, of course. That's what the most important thing is. No doubt about it. Hello, Aaron. I'm so jacked up over this offense. Swiss Army knives like Amari and Josiah with our tight ends, running backs, and wide receivers. We just seem loaded. Your thoughts? I agree with you, Bruce. I think my, thing I said, I was talking to Pete Doherty on the sideline today, and I was like, this team has lots of potential early on in the year to be a shootout club, where you just use offense as your best defense. You're just efficient on offense and pile up the points. Yeah, I think it's going to take some time for the defense to gel. In the meantime, the offense is going to be scoring boatloads of points. Preston, thanks for the super chat. What players have been the most disappointing in camp thus far? Most surprising? Any undrafted free agent that had a legit chance to make an impact? Well, I think the UDFA thing is obviously Winfrey. I think he's got a legit shot to not only make the club, but to really contribute. Disappointing in camp thus far? I don't know. EQ, maybe? He had a really nice start to camp, but he's kind of faded off. So maybe I'd go there. Most surprising? I don't know if it's most surprising because of his performance, but they've been using Henry Black a lot more in sub packages at safety than I thought they might. So that's been a bit of a surprise. And he looked solid. He's looked good there. So that would qualify, I think, as a surprise. JPO, thanks for the super chat. Keep up the great work. Another fiver for you. Who do you think could really pop and wow or surprise fans on Saturday based on what you've seen in camp? Kylan Hill, I think he'll get lots of opportunities because I don't think a lot of the starters are going to play. Amari Rodgers, but I don't think that's a surprise. Past that, maybe Shamar Jean Charles, simply because he's going to get a lot of work in the slot, and that's a tough gig. And he probably should be lined up against Amari Rodgers all week to get him prepared for whatever gets thrown at him during the preseason game. Let me see. Are we going to get Coach on transplants in the backyard for a beer this year? I don't know about in the backyard for a beer, but we'll get Coach on transplants. That'll happen, definitely. Those sponsored transitions, Nags, Chef Kiss. Thanks. Just trying to bang them out early so we can get through them. Who should wear the what? Helmet. Oh, the communications helmet. I think Amos deserves it. They've been giving it to Barnes a lot. Amos is a possibility. I don't think they've solidified anything yet, but one of those two guys will undoubtedly be the dude. Is Jace really worth keeping? We have three tight ends better than him. Loved Matt LaFleur's explanation of how they label him. He's worth keeping. All players have value. His upside is still untapped. And I know everyone thinks that, cut ties, blah, 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 move on. But I think he's got a lot of potential that they see. And they know that, why cut a guy if you've got him free for 2 weeks and then make the decision? That just doesn't make any sense to me. I think Kamal Martin needs to get with it. Well, he's been hurt. It's kind of hard to get with it when you're hurt. Ankle injury. How has Funch just looked? Good. Smooth. He's been playing with the ones and the twos. So utilizing every opportunity he can. Nothing's been too big for him. Certainly hasn't been a attitude issue or anything like that of, why do I got to play with the twos and threes? He's just been out there, no problem. And he's looked good, no matter who's throwing him the football. So he's got a shot. I think he's got to play on teams. He's got to show up on teams in the preseason games to make this roster. It's as simple as that. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers today. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video and subscribe to the channel and join Maggie and Perry tonight, 6 p.m. Lambeau time for PAX What She Said Live. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.